few months ago, we had a holiday in Syria, and one of the trips we went on was to Palmyra, which is right in the middle of the Syrian desert. Isn't it, Jackie?
Yes, on the road to Baghdad.
Yes, and as you could expect, the road to Baghdad was complete desert, wasn't it? It was completely flat. Although it was actually winter time, it was still very hot with blue skies, and there was nothing growing for miles around.
Yes, driving through the desert was an incredible experience. As you said, there was nothing there. There were no trees or bushes or even wildlife. I don't remember seeing even any birds or anything. But there was still something beautiful about the landscape, wasn't there?
Yes, it was mainly flat, but there were also a few hills and mountains in the distance which looked very exotic.
There were no other cars on the road. We had the road to ourselves. I mean, we were driving along and there'd be no cars in front of us and no cars behind us. That was a very strange feeling.
There are a few. I mean, it took us how long? Was it 3 hours? And there's a few cars, the odd car, the odd truck, but not very many, no.
And we didn't see anybody except for a shepherd. We saw a shepherd, didn't we?
Yes, I think I can remember a couple of shepherds with their flocks, and they had some very big, shaggy sheepdogs, I seem to remember.
Bedouin shepherds. Mm. So it was some surprise, wasn't it, that we're driving along, and then in the middle of nowhere, we came across a place which called itself Baghdad Cafe.
Yes, we just saw the sign, and we both thought, ooh, we'd like to stop for a little break, maybe have a cup of coffee, and then we saw this hut in the middle of nowhere, said Baghdad Cafe. And this guy that was there, very welcoming, wasn't he? Very friendly.
Yes, I mean, he'd done the place up. It looked lovely inside. He had lots of Bedouin clothing, dresses hanging up and rugs on the floor. He made it look very nice.
Yes. And what about that story he told us about this guy on the camel
He said he looked out the window and there was a guy on a camel. I mean, maybe not that unusual for the Syrian desert, but when the guy got off the camel, he was a young British guy, wasn't he?
Yes, he'd bought the camel in Palmyra, where we were going, and he was trekking across the desert with his camel all the way to Damascus.
On his own?
On his own.
And so he had something to eat, didn't he, at the Baghdad Cafe? And he also stayed the night because they have these amazing little rooms that you can stay in.
Yes, he showed us this, again, it was a mud-walled house where you could stay, and it was great.
I think it'd be a great place to stay. I mean, miles from anywhere. I mean, a very different kind of holiday.
Yes.
Yeah, so in the end we got to Palmyra quite late in the evening, wasn't it? But we managed to see some of the ruins in the sunset, which was very nice.
Yes, I mean, Palmyra itself is called Palmyra with the palms because it's an oasis in the middle of the desert. And there's this ancient city, which is next door to the oasis. I think it's been lived in for thousands of years. But most of the ruins that are there now, I think, go back to Roman times. So, yes, so the desert, we hardly saw anyone. And then we got to Palmyra, this amazing set of ruins, and there was hardly anyone there as well.
Yeah, I mean, an amazing holiday. We felt like that we were the only tourists in Syria, which is not the case, though, is it?
No, there's plenty of tourists, but it's a fantastic place to go. And we hope to go back again soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jackie.
Okay.